103.7 to be inside the Midday Cafe. My next two guests are part of the new hit reality show R&B Divas on TV One. The show premiered last week to record-breaking debut, and the series follows the lives and friendships of the beautiful and talented Nikki Gilbert, Monifa Carter, Selena Johnson, Kiki Wyatt, and Faith Evans. Like to welcome to the show Nikki and Monifa. How you ladies doing today?
Hello.
Good morning. Hello. I am very excited to have both of you on the show. So thank you so much for taking time to speak with our listeners today. And I would like to start by congratulating you all on a very successful debut, as R&B Divas was the most watched original premiere in the history of TV One. So congratulations.
Here we go.
That's right. That's got to be a great feeling.
It really is.
I can tell you that episode one had everyone glued to the television set, and they're just ready to see what's going to take place tonight at 10 p.m. So we'll definitely be tuned in, and we encourage everyone to make sure they watch episode number two of R&B Divas tonight on TV One. Can we just backtrack for just a moment and tell the listeners, anyone who may have missed the premiere, what the show is all about?
Yeah, it's pretty much a show that is about women who are friends, women who are wives, women who are mothers, women who are business women, and very talented singers. You know, a lot of people, I think, were expecting it to be kind of, you know, a show that was all about music and, you know, kind of like, an, you know, an episode of Unsung, which is an amazing show.
Yes,
but
it is.
But this is really more or less, you know, people having a chance to see us and learn who we are as women. You know, we got a lot of images out there that show in reality shows, and a lot of ensemble cast of unfortunate kind of relationships. And I think, you know, in order for us to heal our community, in order for us to, you know, be positive role models. And, you know, a lot of times people run away from the word role model, but really,
right.
Monifa says it all the time, we don't have the luxury of not having role models in our community. We have to have better examples of who we are. So, you know, last week we kind of just went into introducing who we were, individually, who we had all worked with and what we had done in the past, and really kind of giving you a little bit of a glimpse into some of the struggles and things that we're going to be very open and vocal about, which is a great place for Mo to pick up because she's the most honored, fearless person I know.
Oh, thanks. I love you, sis. I love her. Well, yeah, that's what this is about. This is about, I think this show is about healing and transparency, especially in this community of artists and
yes.
people that have some level of fame and celebrity. And people like look at artists and people that they see on TV as almost like we're not human beings. And I think that there's a certain disconnect that I feel that this show may help reconnect people to understanding that we give a lot, like people that are creative and people that you enjoy their music.
Right.
Music is one thing that can make people, can, you know, put thousands of people together and that believe different things that may not, you know, agree. It makes people come into agreement. So it's a powerful gift that we have been blessed with. And I think that people, we need to start revering people that have that gift in a different way and a little more, because we give of ourselves and don't get a lot of that back. We kind of discard our artists. Unlike Europeans, they don't discard their artists after they are getting a little older and a little chubby.
Right. You're absolutely right about that.
It's so aesthetic based and, you know, looks and all of that. But, you know, and we forget that, you know, these people are human and we're human. And we all share the same human experience. And I think we're just kind of trying to break down that wall and really, and use this platform of celebrity first and this television platform that we've been given now to show, you know, to show that we are real and we go through the same things and we're really showing our stories and our struggles and being honest and transparent with them in hopes of doing some healing.
Oh, absolutely. And it's certainly real. And the great thing about it, this show is so relatable because everyone's story, I'm sure someone knows of someone who's going through an issue or a struggle that one of you ladies are dealing with. So it is real. And,
right.
and I do think that that will translate, and it has translated very well, even within the first episode, hour-long episode. it covered so much ground. It's definitely an incredible show. And all of the ladies, you know, all of you ladies have a great story to tell. But Monifa, you do have an incredible testimony. And wanted to see if we can touch up on that just a little bit, because there was a point where you wanted to give up and, you know, were going through struggles and you wanted to just give up on everything. What changed your mindset, and what advice would you give to someone who just wants to end it all?
You know, ending all doesn't always mean, like, taking a gun to your head. Because we do so many things that, you know, drug addiction, self-medicating is a big thing with when you're in pain, like when you want to numb yourself and, you know, dealing with past hurts and issues. What made me God and my daughter, okay. And knowing that life that I knew that life wasn't going to be my life. I knew that I wasn't in that place forever. And I knew that I was going to find the will to want to live my best life, and I just prayed through it. But I didn't want to leave my daughter like that. Like, you know, my dad died of an overdose when I was younger, and I can't even imagine leaving her and doing something that would put me in a position to maybe not be here for her. And, you know, before me, that was definitely the way God, I think, found his way into, you know, kind of waking me up. And it wasn't about me. So definitely, and knowing that he has something greater for me to do, that wasn't my mark, because that's not what he told me, and that's not what he showed me from when I was a kid. You know, that I wasn't living my best life and doing what I came here to do for him, for his glory. So that helped me, God and my daughter. And so, and then my inner strength, actually hearing that call, okay. and waking up to that. And saying, you know what, I want to live my best life and do what I was put here to do.
Well, thank you for the encouragement. And I know your story will touch many lives and encourage and probably even save some lives as well.
I hope so. It's just one. I've done my job.
Yes.
Yeah. The beauty of the show, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, we all have something.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Everybody has them. Yeah, these ladies, my sisters, are telling it, sharing. That the transparency of the women on this show is incredible, and I feel blessed to be a part of this movement of courage, this movement of fearlessness and bravery. It is what it is, and I hate to sound, you know, just no, I don't hate to sound. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of my sisters. I'm proud of us, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm proud. I'm proud of what we've accomplished. Thank you to Think Factory Media. Thank you to TV1 for seeing the value in this show and what it could accomplish, and holding us accountable anyway. And I think that's what we have to do, is hold each other accountable. And here you go. Here's a product of holding each other accountable. R&B Divas is a product of us holding each other accountable, period.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, I just love you guys' attitudes. I love it so much. Now, last week, Nikki, the show touched on your feelings towards music, singing, and the lack of passion that you have for it at that moment. Is that still how you're feeling? Can you elaborate on that a little bit? I guess without giving away too much of what's coming up.
Without giving away too much of what's coming up. You know, I think it's important to show women, you know, who are business women. I think it's important to show women who have other aspirations and goals. And it's not that I don't ever want to sing again. You'll see. I mean, it's not that I don't ever want to sing again. It's just that there's some other things that I need to do that are just as important in my eyes.
Okay.
You know? And, you know, thank God, because we wouldn't be here. This show was birthed out of, you know, the incredible creative mind of my sister Nikki Gilbert Daniels, whom I, you know, affectionately call Bossy Spice and Busy Bee. You know what I'm saying? And I love that. We all have our little things, our things that, yeah.
Oh,
and
yes,
I love
she
that.
Takes charge.
She makes it happen, though.
Yes, she does.
She makes it happen. She finds a way to make it happen. And if she didn't, if she wasn't
See, I'm
interested
from Detroit,
in
what?
Exactly.
That's right.
For real, like, you know, so that, thank God for that. And she's an inspiration to me and helps in my, you know, in going for broke in my, following my aspirations and dreams outside of music. Yeah. And my strengths, I have them outside of music. There's other things that we all do very well.
Oh, absolutely. So. What can the audience expect in episode two tonight?
In episode two tonight, you are going to see the launch of my baby, which is Curvado. And Curvado is a plus-size clothing line. It wasn't designed just to be fabulous. It was designed to make women with low self-esteem feel a lot better about themselves. You will see the opportunity, you know, you'll get the opportunity to get a little bit more of the backstory and Monifa's relationship with her daughter and how she feels about certain things. You'll see, you know, we got a couple really good surprises. There's some really wonderful surprises in the show tonight. So I really want people to watch. It's some exciting. You'll see some tears and some laughs. Just, you know, real women being really, really proud of who we are and finally really being in a place where we love ourselves. And, you know, like the song says, which is available for download on iTunes right now, we are finally at a place where we ain't doing nothing but loving ourselves, and you'll see a lot of that, you know, sort of tonight. And you'll hear a little bit more of my backstory in terms of some of my personal struggles and the things that I've dealt with along the way. And you'll get a chance to get a little bit more into that Keke Michael story,
okay,
which everyone seems really interested in.
Oh, yes.
Right.
That's definitely a hot topic. I can say that.
Yeah, it's a hot topic. But I want to say, in defense of my little sister, she's the youngest of us.
Okay.
And she's very, very honest as well. We're all very honest. And give it a chance. Give her a chance. You know, I think once people see what she's been through and what she's working through, people have a better understanding of why she's so misunderstood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're definitely.
She's amazing. I love that girl.
All five of you are truly amazing. So definitely looking forward to more episodes, and just encouraging everyone, the listeners, the audience, to tune in tonight for episode two and the episodes to come. I know we don't have much time, but how's the progress coming along with the compilation album and the Whitney Houston tribute album?
It will be released October 2nd.
All right. Just around
and
the corner.
It's hot. Incredible. Yes.
I'm excited.
Download that album. It's absolutely incredible.
Okay, we'll be on the lookout for it.
Title track for the show is available.
Loving Me is available. Faith Song, Tears of Joy is available. And you know we cannot do a soundtrack for Whitney Houston without singing on it.
All right.
There's some real singing happening on this record.
Okay, so October, we'll definitely be looking out for that date. Now, for the latest update on both of you ladies, do you have a Twitter, Facebook, website that people can follow, that your fans can follow you on?
Absolutely. Mine is Nikki with two C's, NICCIGILVERT. And my website is Curvato, CURVATO, lifestyle.com.
Okay.
My Twitter is TheMonifa, TheMonifah. My Facebook, you can like me on Facebook. It is Monifa, MONIFAHC. And TheMonifa.com is my website.
All right. Is there anything else that you ladies would like to get out to the listeners today?
Thank you for the support.
Yeah, thank you for the support. And also that our other sisters that are not on the phone with us, you know, please follow Selena_Johnson, Faith Renee Evans, and Kiki Wyatt Sings on Twitter. And also, please follow our RV Diva fan page so that you can stay updated. And watch TV One. TV One is an amazing network. And
it
thank
is.
God they have RV Divas, but it's some other content coming on that network that's just going to knock.
They are doing it.
Yes, they are. They are truly doing it. And all of you ladies are doing it too. So, congratulations to the success of the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and congratulations, and we look forward to all of your upcoming projects and ventures, and we're excited for you. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Mosey.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
You ladies take care, and we'll be tuned in tonight for episode two, R&B Divas.
Yay!
Take care, both of you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.